New York City. Its bristling skyline is famous around the world. But if not for one simple item, the elevator, New York would be flat as a pancake. This is how it used to look before Elisha Graves Otis came on the scene. But he didn't invent the elevator. The rope and pulley versions have been around for thousands of years. Otis invented something much more important, the elevator brake. Opened in 1977, Studio 54 was an instant it place. To get beyond the velvet rope, you had to be famous, fabulous, really famous, or naked. Traeger and Rubel go out with a bang. A month after they're convicted, 3,000 people come to the studio to see their hosts off to the slightly less glamorous Manhattan Correctional Center. And that's what happened this week in entertainment. Welcome to a world where artists and craftsmen use centuries-old techniques in pursuit of an age-old quest to produce the perfect human likeness.
You never know who's for real and who's not.
It all started with the vision of one remarkable woman. Now, the attraction she founded over 200 years ago has come to America. Welcome to the most famous wax museum in the world, Madame Tussauds.
Pixel this.
Like Gary Coleman, the new Nintendo DS will entertain for cheap in a cute, compact package. More metallic and even smaller than Gary, the DS comes bundled with Metroid Prime Hunters and wireless PictoChat capability for up to 16 players at once. Sure, you can get better graphics on a home system, but with dual screens, stylus control, and backwards compatibility with all your Game Boy Advance games, you might want to take a closer look at this cute little guy. Join the thousands of volunteers from across the country and raise money and awareness for the ALR's mission. You'll help build our momentum as we find new ways to prevent, treat, and cure lupus.